Behind Places and Faces.
Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast Behind Places and Faces. I'm Ninja and I am weirdo. What the hell I'm doing here? I don't belong here. Well, to new listeners, that's me. A little bit weirdo, a little bit creepy. And for those who are listening all the time, you're used to this, so hi. Today is going to be just me, if you were listening. Last episode, I was still in lockdown in Wellington. And last week, we went to the level 2, so I was able to travel down to the south. And I came on Sunday, and on Monday I was like, sweet, I'm gonna repacked, I'm gonna settle in, I'm gonna go to the place that I was working before in Nelson, and I'm gonna ask for a job. I came to the place and they were like, oh sorry, we're starting looking in October, we're pretty packed now. And I was like, okay, yeah, fine, I'm gonna go around and ask other orchards and other places. And also I was thinking to maybe go into hospitality, some shops, cafes. So I started my job hunt. It was Tuesday, I visited a few places. It was Wednesday. I visited another few places. Okay. Everyone was like, oh yeah, we're really, really looking for our people. But not maybe now. Or can you stay 6 months or 18 months? We're looking for some more permanent roles. And I was like, I don't even have a visa that long. I cannot let you know how long I'm gonna stay or I can work. But also, I don't want to lie like that you're gonna take me and then in a few weeks I'm gonna be like, bye. You know, I would feel guilty. I visited so many places. Can you imagine that usually you go to the orchard, you talk a little bit and you start working. I still didn't get anything. They were like, oh my God, you're perfect for this job. I heard this like 20 times or even more. Today I was in one place and they're like, we urgently looking for people. Like we are really in the lack of people. And I was like, okay, sweet, I can start like right now. And they were like, no, we have to call you back. And I was like, okay, bye. So I'm losing it. In the place where I'm living, I already replanted all the plants. I start cutting trees, branches, everything. So Russell, the landlord, he said, Nija, you need a job. I didn't have the best week. Also, I have so many ideas about the podcast, what I want to share with you. But I was not inspired. I was not motivated because I'm running out of money. I was in lockdown. And because my plan was, before lockdown, traveling for 2-3 weeks, then go here and start working. So I calculated how much money I saved, how much I can spend. It's not funny anymore. So I'm like, I am not in the most happy place right now. But traveling is not just about perfect, amazing pictures. And it is amazing. But you have your moments too. You feel sometimes like you're not doing anything productive, that you're supposed to be more organized and you have friends all over the place and it's not easy. But let's not get so dark. Because first, we are having holy guacamole section.
Ho, ho, holy guacamole.
If you are here for the first time, Holy Guacamole is a section where I'm sharing traveling stories. Maybe my traveling stories, maybe your traveling stories. And you can always share a story with me. Write it at Behind Places and Faces on Instagram or Facebook and I'm gonna share it. And let's have some laugh or maybe some cry. Today I want to share my Holy Guacamole. This Holy Guacamole story is not that funny, but it's a little bit connecting with ups and downs on the travelings. So it was 1 year ago when I left the family where I was au pair and I started my traveling to the south of South Island. I went all the way down to Dunedin and Invercargill Bluff, and my plan was going south and then through west coast to Nelson. So when I left the family in Geraldine, I started moving towards Dunedin. And there I had really amazing 2 days. And then the third day was really bad weather. But I knew that I want to travel a little bit down to the Catlins. Catlins is area between south from Dunedin and between Invercargill. While I was driving there, the temperatures were dropping and dropping. It was mid-September, so it was still quite cold. It was rainy, and at one point, when I was driving through the Catlins, it's like a sunny coastal road. Rain started like being a little bit more like a half snow, half rain. But at one point, when I reached the Kaka Point, that's the area with a beautiful lighthouse, there was sun. Sun was shining, and I was like, of course, New Zealand, 15 minutes of rain, 15 minutes of sun. So I walked to the lighthouse and back, and when I came back, in 2 minutes, everything went dark, and it starts snowing like hell. You know, when you're on the beach, looking the seals, and it didn't stop. It was snowing and snowing and snowing, and I was like, okay, my plan was to sleep in a camp, but this weather in the car and... okay, fine. I had a lot of woolen blankets, and I did sleep in when there was minus outside. So I was like, okay, no problems. I'm gonna put the sleeping bag and I'm gonna be fine. So I went to one of the camps near the Kaka Point, and yeah, it was fine. I was not freezing, but I didn't eat much because in the kitchen in the camp was so cold that I was like, ah, I'm gonna go to bed. Doesn't matter if I'm hungry. But in the morning when I woke up, I didn't see anything. And guess why? Because there was 30 centimeters of snow everywhere. The campsite was on the beach. And I was looking at the waves and I was gazing in the snow. What just happened? So I was freezing, I was hungry, and I couldn't go anywhere because there was like a ghost town everywhere. Well, when it's snowing, it's obviously that nothing's gonna happen these days, so no one's gonna drive, no one's gonna go to work, that's it, holiday. But I had a plan, I was stubborn, but when I came on the main road, I'm talking about 20 meters out of the camp on the main road, well, I was the first one driving, so there were no car tracks and nothing. I realized that, no, this is not gonna... I have to find something. So I went back to the campsite and I googled where is some lodge or something that I can sleep inside. And I found one, and I actually saw the house on the other side of the same bay that I was parked. But if you want to go to the house, you have to go around over the bridge and on the other side. Okay, that means that I have to drive like a little bit up and then over the bridge and down. Okay, can I do that? Is it safe? Okay, let's wait maybe 1 hour and maybe some truck's gonna drive. And it did. One truck drove all the way up to the road so I could reach the bridge. But no one went over the bridge. So I drove up and I came over the bridge. But then it was a little hill. And I couldn't move my car because no one was driving there. It was too much snow. I was with a van and, you know. So I just stopped the car. I tried to pull it on the side as much as possible. And I drew a piece of paper. Hi, that's me. I was stuck. This is my number. I'm in this lodge. You can find me there if you need to move the car. But I was pretty sure that no one even cared. So I took some stuff and then I walked 3 kilometers to the lodge. And I came to the lodge and everyone was like, oh, how did you come? Because, of course, when I was walking there, it started snowing and it was windy and it was like a little storm. But no, I was having a hat, a winter coat, hiking boots, and I was... I actually didn't even care. I had a really amazing time. And when I was walking... I was like, I was singing and I was talking with the seals on the side and they were like walking with me and I didn't care. I was like, I can't be angry. I'm fine. I'm okay. I found a place. I'm gonna be warm. That's cool. I came to the lodge and there was one family that I actually met previous day on the lighthouse and they were like, oh, we met you there. And I was like, yes, do you want to come, do you want to join us for dinner and stuff? And I was like, yeah, yeah, I can always also give some food and stuff. And I was like, oh, damn it, I forgot all the food in my car. And they were like, oh, no worries, no worries. But I was like, no, I do need a food because I want to stay here more than just for 6 hours. They were like, oh, where do you have a car? And I was like, ah, I walked here because I couldn't drove here. And they were like, oh, okay, but you're going to wait till the storm pass, right? And I was like, this is not going to pass. I checked on the weather forecast. It's going to be the next day. But when it's going to calm down, yeah, I'm going to walk to the car. And look at me, stubborn Neja, of course. I waited a few hours and then I walked back 3 kilometers. And I was like, huh. It was raining a little bit, so the snow was slightly washed out, but still, you know, because it's a hill, it's really slippery to drive with a car. But no, I saw one tractor coming and I was like, okay, if he's gonna drive up and down the hill, maybe I can push my car and go to the lodge. Uh-huh. Guess what? Of course I did. So I was more sliding down the hill than driving, but I'm just stubborn and I didn't want to walk back and then next day back again. So I came to the lodge and everyone was just like, oh, you're crazy. And I was like, no, it's fine, it's fine. It's actually, the road is not that bad anymore. And really, it was not that bad anymore. And the next day I was like, okay, I think it's better weather. It was sunny, it was warmer, and I saw that the snow is disappearing slowly. I said goodbye, I packed and I left. But the road was not clean. I mean, you could drive, but not like faster than 30, 40 kilometers per hour. Anyway, I reached the main road. And the road was like, okay, you can drive. But it was more like one way than two ways. But I was like, oh, I want to see the two waterfalls on the way. So yeah, if I can drive, I'm just going to go and check it out. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to reach waterfalls, they're in the forest, so you have to go on the side road and then on the gravel road and then on the even tinier gravel road and up and down the hill and yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. I was driving and driving and something in my head was like, Neja, don't do it. Don't be that crazy. And I was like, you know what, if there's gonna be really dangerous part or a hill, I'm not gonna push it. I am alone, there is no one around, there is no service, there are a few farmers, that's it. Okay, I reached one part and there was a little hill, but the road was, you can see that someone was driving there. So I did went up the hill. This is, like, it was worse and worse and worse and there was so much snow on the road. So I came to the top of the hill. And I was stuck. Of course I was stuck. There was so much snow. I don't know what I was even thinking. If I would have four-wheel drive, I would rethink everything. But no, Neja with Serena Nissan van with the really low front part. No, no, no. I don't know what I was thinking. So I jumped out of the car and there was one house on the side. And I saw that one person was looking through the window. What on earth am I doing there? And I was looking how to turn car around and go back and reach the main road. And yeah, it was impossible because on the every side was also like a hill down. So I would just slide down with a car. So I was standing there for like 15 minutes, calculated how I would turn the car around and started digging. I found one piece of wood. And I dig the tracks exactly how I calculated to turn around the car and then push it nicely down the hill. And okay, I went back in the car, turned the car on, turn slowly around exactly how I planned. And you should see the guy who was looking through the window. He was just looking when I'm gonna be like, can you help me please? But no, I was so stubborn and I saw his gun. And he was just clapping when he saw me leaving. I came down, I was shaking, I was not scared. I was just like, I was not even thinking what could happen to me. I was just thinking, what on earth are you thinking and why are you doing this? You're alone. Why aren't, like, just go, be careful and drive just as your mom taught you. And I remember my mom, how she was teaching me driving on a really, really steep and snowy places where my granny lives. Back then, I was just annoyed why someone is giving me advice. And now I was so grateful. And I came down, I came back to the normal road. Not main road, but normal road. That was more drivable, or how could I say it? And I was like, Nija, you're not gonna continue on this road. You're gonna go back to the road one, to the Invercargill. And then, when it's gonna be better weather, you're gonna go reverse way back and see the rest of the Catlins when the snow is gone. And I did that. And when I came to the main road, it was nice and perfect. And I was like, lucky you, just go and don't do stupid things like this anymore. And when I was driving, I was looking my kilometers on my car. I was like, oh gosh, I have to do a service actually. I found a place and I called, like, Google the best place for doing service and the cheapest. And I stopped there. I was like, oh, I have to do a service. Oh, actually, if you wait here, we can just, in half an hour, we're gonna take care of it. So they did. While I was waiting, they came out and I was like, oh girl, your car is in really good condition, except your tires are totally, totally destroyed. And I was like, mm-hmm. I mean, not destroyed, destroyed. It's not a problem. But if you would catch a snow, it could be really dangerous. And I was just like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just change them, please. So yeah, that was my, I would say, holy guacamole, right? Now that I look, I'm like, what the hell you were thinking? But honestly, I was not that scared when I was there. Because all I was thinking was like, how I'm gonna solve this problem. So when you're traveling alone, you're just pushed to do things and just think and not panic and stuff. Or at least I don't panic. I try to find resolutions all the time. So yeah, holy guacamole.
Ho, ho, ho. Guacamole.
That holy guacamole moments are quite often, actually. But you don't see them in such a dark and bad version, probably, that you are imagining it right now. Because while you're traveling, I think you see problems much more smaller than actually are. And you always know that if you're healthy, if you have at least 2 bottles of water and a little bit of food, you're gonna survive. Because you don't complicate. We complicate when we have too many things around us and we don't know what to choose. But when you have 3 options, you have 3 options and you pick up the most suitable one. That's what traveling gives us. I learned so much about myself. Didn't even realize things. Not until I actually stepped on a different path, and I forgot, not that I forgot. When I came to New Zealand, I went straight to the family where I was taking care of kids and I was doing totally different things that I was doing it before. I also became more tolerant. You are more simple. You appreciate little things. You realize that some things you can't, it's not in your power to change them. Also, when everyone is looking at social media and how beautiful it is and how amazing pictures and, oh my God, so free spirit, so without stress. But as you see, I always have something. I am alone with my car. That is my house and my vehicle and everything. There are ups and downs, but that's life. It's never like just a rainbow. Sometimes there are clouds too, because otherwise we can't learn things. Otherwise we can't grow. That's why when I post, I try to post as much as I have the bad things and good things, because like it's reality. You have to show what is like. I want to visit so many beautiful places on New Zealand because I saw the pictures. And when you get there, it is beautiful. But then I realized that I was visiting so many other places that were basically more beautiful. And now, for example, when I post things on Instagram, yeah, sometimes I would use a little filter or something, but I would never like edit like huge shadows, huge light. Who said, no, I'm gonna post as it is. Okay, I have a really good phone, but that's technology, right? a really interesting thing. Since is New Zealand locked, I mean that the people can't come and the tourism is a little bit stopped, the Pure New Zealand actually started doing a campaign to pick up the places on a social media that were not that well known before. And now they're like trying to give like different locations and different destinations on New Zealand that are even more beautiful, but they're not that touristic and social media popular. So it's good. They're actually trying to give the nature time to heal. When I was thinking about those things, I was also talking with my friends about those topics. I want to read some things that my few of my friends sent it to me about traveling. For example, one of those was Darren from England, and he wrote to me like really beautifully. Why I went traveling? I went traveling as I wanted to challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone, where I was stuck in a rut, having the same routine most days. So I just wanted to get out of this and have a new experience of living life in a different way. After never leaving England, I wanted to open my eyes and learn about different cultures and how people in other countries live their lives. Traveling has helped me become more independent, where I have had to make more decisions by myself, and even making the wrong decisions is not always a bad thing, as it can help you in the long term. I feel now I am more open to taking a risk with something that I would off before I went traveling. I've also learned that when traveling, a plan you have in mind never needs to be a set plan, as when traveling you are more flexible for change and have a lot more freedom. It has also given me more confidence to do things that I would never do back home, such as approaching strangers and opening up more to people. Also fighting some of my fears by doing a skydive and a bungee jump. Also coming into close contact with spiders and snakes whilst in Australia. It has given me a fresh perspective of life. It has opened my eyes and I have realized that there is a lot of different ways to live life, and given me a better understanding and respect for people. My high point. Nelson, from when we first went into lockdown in March 2020 to when I left in October. It's like everyone, I didn't know what would happen or what to expect when we first went into lockdown. But I never thought I would end up making friends with people who are now like my second family. It made the lockdown much better being with such a great group of people, where we shared many great moments. And after lockdown, the family grew with more like-minded people joining the family and fitting in perfectly. I would end up traveling with some of them around New Zealand, with the Northland Road, camping thing being one of the highlights. It also where you got to meet some of those people as well at one of my favorite hostels, Honeheke. I have realized it's not always the place you are in that makes it enjoyable and fun. It's more the people you are with. My lowest point. Throughout traveling, you do go through some lows. For me, this has normally happened when going to the next destination after being with a good group of people for a long period of time. Sometimes you just don't fit in with people straight away, and for a while you can feel lonely and sad. That was beautifully written. Thank you, Darren. I think that we all have quite similar thoughts about traveling, but at the same time, every person has a different path and different traveling experience. Here's another one. From Anna Maria from Slovenia. Why to travel? To see new things, to learn new things, to meet new cultures, to become more open-minded for different experiences, to meet new people from all over the world. Overall, to have bigger perspective on life, and to give you a bigger tolerance for all things. When you travel, there are always ups and downs. People envy you sometimes because we are free and simple, but at the same time, you have to be flexible. You have to adjust to every place. Sometimes it's not easy to find a job and place to live, or to leave your friends and find new friends. A lot of friends are usually from different parts of the world and they make your life richer. But at the same time, you have to be aware that everything could be impermanent. That's so true. The things are impermanent. Some things stays in your life and sometimes you have to let it go. Some people come to your life, how they say, for a season, for a reason, for a life. Something like that. And that's so true. I actually met a lot of people that I spent days with them and we had an amazing time. I learned so many things from them that then I didn't even exchange the contact or anything because I didn't feel that it's important or I need to. There's another girl that wrote me and it's Blaszka. I would call her that she's more Kiwi now than Slovenian backpacker. She wrote, I travel because you grow as a person and you always have ups and downs and you gotta learn to do everything by yourself. And it's not always like on a social media. Social media usually gives us ideas to travel and where to travel. But I do wish I would sometimes just forget about taking pictures. Yeah. I realized that sometimes I do want to show everything that is beautiful. But I realized when I was on a Great Barrier Island and I didn't use social media for a week that I was taking pictures and then I chose the perfect ones and I show you the highlights of those. And I try now that I go somewhere to take a pictures, but not posting it. But then I do have an hour or like few minutes in the evening where I just click, 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 click and post everything. And I'm like, well, that's it. I don't need to post all day. I can just have an hour and I can show you the most beautiful parts. This is like overall what I was thinking this week about traveling and maybe ups and downs in the travelings. And now, second sweet. Oh yeah, I already talked about my suck that this week is more a job hunt. But at the same time, I realized I would take out the sweet. And what I learned that I became quite more confident to go somewhere and introduce myself and just talk and try. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to show it up there and just ask for a manager or something. But now I'm like, yeah, just talk, say, and you never know. We are humans, so it's normal to be a little bit awkward sometimes. And I realize it's not even awkward. If you feel awkward, can you imagine how the person on the other side feels? The same awkward. So, thank you for today and share, subscribe, follow, share stories and see you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. Don't forget to turn the paper.
Behind places and faces.